All right, it's Three Wine Guys here with our blogcast. This is volume two.
Blogcast rap.
Blogcast rap. We're going over what we drink now. All right. Number one in the wine, guys. What do you think?
Well, first of all, hey, let's just say that, you know, recently we, the three of us with their lady friends and my boyfriend who drives the limo.
kidding. Good stuff.
Yes, it is a joke. Anyway, we went down, you know, we went downtown, and we drank our way into oblivion.
Drank in and out of the city. So,
but listen, we start out with good stuff. We started off with I brought a from Delicio, which is DELISIO. It's Australian, very very high end stuff. Real high end Shiraz. Grenaches, what have you. I brought that down for about 25, well, about 20 bucks. They've got a wine called the Quarterback. If you can find it, get your ass on it. It's a Cab, Grenache, Merlot, and Shiraz. It's awesome.
And I must admit, I drank half of the bottle.
You drank half the bottle.
It was motherfucker.
And I loved it for the money.
It was a great wine. 27% Cabernet Sauvignon, 29% Syrah. Or Shiraz, 25% Grenache, and 21% Merlot.
No, it kicked ass. It was big. It was definitely big. It was tannic. It was fruit forward. It was young. That was the only problem. So if you can find it, buy it and hold it until because it kicked ass.
Exactly. I think it needs a little time just to sit down and rest. And I'd say 2 to 3. Geez, this wine, honestly, you could probably go 6 years.
But
when you want
it's too young now.
Yeah, but you're going to sit there and you're going to want to drink it, though. Yeah, you're going to want to drink it, though. So, going on, Steve, the next thing you bought was that white. What was it?
Chateau Montelena.
No, by the way, Terry is just placating me because, you know, he didn't even drink. He didn't care. But anyway, I brought a bottle of 2003 Chateau Montelena.
I drank it, yeah.
I thought it was a really good wine.
A very, very elegant Chardonnay. What I mean by that is that you've had Chardonnays that are full-bodied, heavy, rich, velvety, buttery, blah, blah, blah. This is not that type. This is definitely more French. And for me, what I think of Chablis non-Grand Cru, Chablis crisp, clean, really, really elegant flavors. A lot of lemon, apple, a little bit of a Christmas to it. Just a wonderful wine. It didn't have the nutty sort of finish that we've had in some better Frenches, but I thought, all in all, I thought it was amazing. And it goes for about a little bit, around $30. And again, in here, just so you know, I'm not going to be raving. You know what? I might be raving about every wine, but I'll tell you right now, if you can find the 2003 Chateau Montelena, and if you like a lighter, crisper, more elegant Chardonnay, bite, kicked ass, see it done. Next.
So, having said that, for the people just joining us, Scott, Terry, Steve,
they're not just joining us. They're here for a podcast wrap. So they're not just joining us. They're in
this
for
isn't
ride.
The wrap, man. This is the
they're
blog.
In there for the fucking ride.
Podcast.
Yeah. So the next one we ordered.
Next one we ordered was the
Patrick Lasek.
Patrick Lasek. Like to say Lasek. The Gigandas.
Gigandas.
This is 80% Grenache, 20% Syrah.
Okay. So this was
$28.
The Gigandas,
pretty good deal.
The Gigandas is a poor man's Chateau de la Pop. So if you're in a restaurant and if you've had Chateau de la Pop before, and you know what it's like. If you don't, then go back and listen to our fucking podcast. And if you do, you don't want to spend $45, $50, $80, $150 all the time. Anyway, Gigandas, Vaquera, Cote Rome Village, they are the poor man's Chateau de la Pop. This is a poor man's Chateau de la Pop. Did it taste like a poor man's Chateau de Pop?
No.
No, but...
What?
No, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying.
No, one of the things that I thought was like... It wasn't completely on, and I think that's why I gave it the BB+.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was good. I'm not saying that it was outstanding. I'm just saying that it tasted like a Chateau de Pop. Did it taste like a kick-ass one? Was it like a... You know, worth $100?
No.
No.
Was it worth $60?
No. Hell no. No. This wine was like, I don't think it cost, by the way, 20, it was not $20.
Oh, no. No, I'm just saying retail wise.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, restaurant.
Yeah,
it was like $45.
Yeah, right. $45. Yeah.
At that price, not bad. At a restaurant,
no,
even.
No.
It was worth it.
Yeah. One of the wines that I had that we tried to have, but it didn't work out because our limos got switched and stuff, was the Hill Climber Vineyard, which is the new Syrah project from Robert Bialy Vineyards. And I got to say, just having it by myself, if you look on the wine blog, threewineguys.com, gave it B+, A-. This was fantastic. 75 cases. Contact Robert Bialy.
75 cases.
Contact Robert Bialy Vineyards now. Call them up. Buy it now. I mean, it's that good. It's their first try at it. It's only going to get better. Get on their mailing list now. So having said that, one of the other wines we had when we were all out was the Paul Hobbs. It was his Cabernet Sauvignon, Bin 36, Barbara's Table, Brian's Blend, 7. Go to our website. We've got it all spelled out.
By the way, that wine kicked ass.
It was
great,
amazing.
Cab,
yeah.
$75 bucks,
really
14.5% volume.
Real,
unfortunately, unless you live in the Chicagoland area, you won't be able to find
it. Oh, you go to bin36.com and buy it, and they'll ship it to you.
There you go.
It is a great, great,
real dense,
cab.
Dense, big, amazing tannins.
And Paul Hobbs, if you remember from our Merlot podcast, what props we give to Paul Hobbs.
Yeah, Michael Black Vineyard. Michael, God,
yeah.
It's great. Michael Black Vineyard.
But that's how much we like that wine. His wine.
The crown point of the night was the
Don't forget the goddamn Pride Cab Franc.
Oh, yeah. Pride Mountain Cab Franc, which is a really, really good wine. I mean, for the price, what would we pay for it?
$100.
Yeah, but retail, you probably could get it for like $50.
Well, first of all, retail, you're not going to find it. Let's be honest. So you're not going to find Pride.
Stevo for the bulk of the night was doing the taste test, smell test, for about hit me 5 times. What do you think? What do you like? What do you think? What do you like?
Twice. So.
And each time, as much as I like the Robert Foley Cab Franc, which is a great wine if you can find it, buy it. The crown point of the night was the Sine Qua Non, just for the love of it. This Syrah, $110. If you could find it at a restaurant, I've seen it at restaurants go from $200 up to $400 a bottle. This is like the epitome
of American Syrahs.
Of American Syrah.
I cannot believe we didn't tell those guys, hey, they can't.
Well, and the funny thing about this is that the first bottle they brought out, first aroma of it, it's
skunked.
The bottle's off.
Skunked.
Well, I don't know. And called the manager over. Well, it could be. And I did the, I'll throw my cash down. I'll pay both bottles. If I'm wrong, I'll buy them both. Was I wrong?
No.
When they opened up the second bottle, it was just like
dynamite.
The most dynamite,
It was Jimmy Walker.
Yeah. And
dynamite.
I'm not just saying this, but it's one of those edumacation moments
What are you cutting up some lines over there, dude?
I'm cleaning up, man.
Yeah. Nice. So anyhow, we're gonna wrap things up. Go to our blog, threewineguys.com. Click on the blog cast, or if you want to hear the audio, or click on the Three Wine blog if you want to read it. So
and full podcast also available at threewineguys.com.
Threewineguys.com. Pick up some gear. Take a picture in your hometown. We'll post it on our website. We got stuff from NASA.
No, take a picture with you with our t-shirts on.
With your t-shirts on. We got pictures, and
get a hot friend who's a chick to put the t-shirt on, then take a picture.
Yeah, we got pictures from NASA, Texas.
Or your wife. Whatever.
Alabama, even up in Oregon. So take those pictures.
You know,
we'll post them.
Or, you know, it's whatever. We'll post them.
So anyhow, we appreciate your support. Keep listening to us. We'll be back next week.
Employco presents Great Moments in Freedom.
General Washington, the boat, it's waiting.
Yeah, I'll be with you in just a minute. I just need to finish the payroll. These engine action claims. The troops have been on my case for weeks.
But, General, the boat, they're about to cross the Potomac without us.
Yeah, right.
Who's going to lead us into battle?
Well, it looks like you may have to leave without me, Captain.
I
still got to find a new dental carrier. Then I got to set up that training session on bayonet fighting.
Listen, sir, why don't you hire that group of patriots over at Employco?
Who's that?
They can take care of all those administrative tasks for you.
Really?
Employee benefits, payroll, human resources, workers' comp, so you can do what you do best. Give them a call as soon as we get to the other side of the river.
Great thinking. Employco gives us a perfect battle plan. You know, Captain, this truly is a great moment in freedom.
All right, sir. Can we go now? We're losing the sun.
Oh, no. What about the 401k?
Employco, General Washington. Employco.
All right. I'm coming.
Great Moments in Freedom from Employco. Give yourself the freedom to succeed. Call us today at 800-459-9800 or visit us at employco.com.